Chapter 1. The 6th Century. The crown was made of shining gold and had four crosses worked around it, with a glittering jewel on each one. On one side there was a ruby, deep red and mysterious, cut in facets that reflected the light. On another there was a sapphire, flashing blue as if it held all the secrets of the world's oceans. The third cross carried a deep green emerald, which was so big and heavy it was worth more than all the other jewels in Christendom put together. The fourth stone was an amethyst, a rich, deep purple, which had once belonged to the Queen of Sheba. The crown was made for King Arthur long ago by the wizard Merlin. Unfortunately, Arthur was killed at the Battle of Camlann in the year 537, before the wizard managed to present him with it. Merlin had imbued the crown with magical powers, so that he who wore it would be able to see into people's minds and find out what they were truly thinking. It had other powers too, but only someone with a clear conscience and a true and loving heart could use them. When the king was killed in the battle, Merlin was distraught. He intended to bury the crown with Arthur at the Abbey of Glastonbury. However, he thought better of it. Several people knew about the crown, and Merlin knew that greed would get the better of them, and they would dig up Arthur's resting place looking for it. The wizard decided he would need to find an exceptional hiding place. So he decided to consult some of his fellow wizards and holy men to ask their advice. He didn't want his work to be destroyed by some greedy treasure seeker, but at the same time he didn't want it to go to waste. He needed a way of ensuring that should a fit and deserving person come along in the future, they would have a way to track down the crown. Merlin knew he wanted to keep the trail leading to the crown within the British Isles, and he also knew he didn't have long left to live, as he was a very old man, so he needed to work fast.